Stephon Diggs' first Washington preseason is over, and the ledger on his role is still blank. He came through Sunday's cutdown as expected, listed among the 7 receivers retained in Dean Jones's cut tracker at Riggo's Rag, and named with Terry McLaurin and rookie Antonio Williams as the top of the room in Jones's write-up of the Van Jefferson release. And he did not play Friday's finale, named explicitly among the 41 players Washington held out, per the team's announcement. Between those two facts sat the week's one real measurement chance, Wednesday's joint practice in Baltimore, and the only accessible recap of it never mentions him. The receiving highlight it carries belongs to the rookie, Williams, who took a 2-minute touchdown from Jaden Daniels. So the honest ledger reads this way. Since signing on August 7th, no receiving line for Diggs, game or practice, has surfaced in any coverage we could access. That is not a zero. It is an absence of reporting, and it comes with an innocent explanation, because he has drawn starter treatment throughout. But it means the question of his role next to McLaurin goes to the regular season untouched. Back in June, when Diggs was an unsigned free agent coming off a 1,013-yard season in New England, our preview said only a signing could resolve his outlook. The signing came on August 7th. Camp resolved nothing further. Last week we wrote that the shape of the role was the piece still unwritten, and it closes the preseason exactly that way, with no preseason left to write it in. The first real chapter gets written soon enough. We'll be there for it. Data via NFL Verse.